Hi, I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Hot Start on EAA Radio.
Yeah. And you should see the landing fees on the moon. They're ridiculous.
Yeah, no kidding. And the catering service is like non-existent.
Yeah. They have a great restaurant there, but they have no atmosphere.
Oh, my God. I didn't even see that coming. And on that note.
Yeah, we're done. We won't be back next year.
As they would say on Top Gear, and on that bombshell.
Yeah.
We have Andy Davis joining us from Trig Avian.
Yeah, hey, come on, pull it together, man. Kick it down a gear.
Yeah, we still got two more days.
Habit.
Yeah, anyway.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
And you've got an ADS-B product people can actually afford.
That's certainly true, yes.
Going to shake up the world, man.
Yep, I hope so. At the show, we've introduced a thing called a TN72. I'd more likely call it a GPS accessory. You add it to an existing transponder, one of ours, and you can get an ADS-B out solution. TN72 is just $389 list.
Whoa.
So, yep. That
How much
be
was that again?
$389.
For the low price of $389?
Yep. And if you call now, we'll send you a second one. Just pay shipping and handling.
No. Yeah, no, you get the Ginsu knife.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway.
$389? Wow, that's a blockbuster.
I should say that's not the complete solution. You
right.
did need to have already owned the transponder, but the whole package price is comfortably under the $3,000 mark. Installation applies, but yeah, that's pretty
attractive. Some assembly required.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that is so cheap. It's ludicrous.
It is
good
really.
Value. I'm not going to say cheap. It's good value.
Okay,
that's
good value.
What you want.
It's so darn affordable.
Excellent.
And, you know, usually aviation and affordable do not go together at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Well, Trig is working on that. We're trying to make it more accessible and more affordable across all of our products.
Now, this is for experimentals only, I understand. You're not not available for certificated airplanes.
You're
just
really
yet.
Struggling this morning.
I don't know what it is.
It's that hat adventure he had yesterday. It scrambled his brain.
Yeah, it sucked my brain out with it.
Yep, it. Right now, for experimentals only, I'll be honest, we only got TSO for it last Friday, so we don't have the paperwork yet. But we are looking to put together an STC program that will get it into certified airplanes.
Now, the question begs to be asked. You've already priced out the electronics. You've already, you know, you've got a profitable price at $389. When you get certificated, the only difference is the paperwork. So is the price going to reflect that, or is it going to be, you know, commensurate with competing models?
That's a really good question. Right now, my personal expectation is that we will give that paperwork away for free.
Wow! So you're going to market? You're going to stay right around that $389?
We're going to stay right around that price with the product. Now, the thing that we need to watch out for is if in that paperwork process the FAA makes us change something. I mean, that is what has happened with places where people have taken the experimental products, the avionics products, put them into a certificated airplane, and there are sometimes some changes or tweaks that the FAA is looking for. In this particular case, it's a pretty simple product. We're not expecting anything, but you know, we'll try and keep it to the minimum.
Right. So I would expect that it would be software tweaks only. Hardware is probably pretty well defined.
I'm hoping that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you got to add hardware onto that rut-row, that can be an issue.
Start again.
Yeah.
Start the whole cycle over again.
But I say, pretty confident that won't happen, and so we are hoping to get that into certificated airplanes as well.
Okay.
But that'll take months. That's not next week or even next month, but we're working on it.
Right, but this TN72, it's ready to go now.
Oh, the product's ready to go. We have stock. It's going out through our channel. So, yeah, people looking to buy one now should have it within a few weeks.
Sweet.
And how's the interest been so far?
Oh, people are loving it. Especially for some of our installed base and the new guys who are looking at our products. The fact that they can turn the whole thing into a compliant ADS-B out solution for relatively little money is very attractive.
Okay. Just for us ignorant persons, exactly what is the ADS-B out package, the signal? What information is being broadcast?
Okay, for ADS-B out, what you're sending out is you're sending out your position and velocity, and also some integrity metrics on how that position was calculated that allow the ATC system and other aircraft to be able to trust The signal that you're sending out. So that's the difference between some of the the GPS in your iPhone, even, and a GPS that's capable of doing the ADS-B out support. You need some additional information about this kind of integrity, and it's like the RAIM system that is used in IFR certified GPSs or fault detection exclusion. There's a number of different things that have to be involved in order to make it not just know where you are, which, as I say, your iPhone knows where you are, but be able to do the ADS-B out.
And do that with a high level of confidence.
Correct.
And accuracy.
It's to do with accuracy. Availability has to work basically all the time.
Is there any aircraft identification information embedded in there? Sure.
So that's the WAS GPS data that we're using. After that, it then goes through a transponder and adds on your squawk code, your altitude from your existing altitude encoder, but also includes your call sign so that air traffic can call you up, see who you are on the screen. That's one of the most basic but really useful things about the ADS-B system. Even if you're squawking 1200, your VFR flying along, you're also transmitting all the time your tail number or call sign if you're going to use a call sign, and that makes it so much easier for air traffic to identify you. If you just call up for flight following, instead of the rigmarole of, you're squawking 1200, squawk ident, the controller looks for the blip to appear on his screen. If you just have the tail number, he can just put you in there in the system straight away.
And then you're like, oh my God, they know who I am. I better not screw up.
Well, there's an element where I have to say they knew who you were anyway. If they needed to, they can trace you back and figure out who you were.
Oh no!
And they'll come looking for you if you just do something naughty too.
And do I get a break on my insurance because I plug this little thing into my airplane that tells them how I drive and how I fly? That's next.
Yeah, really.
I like the idea of ADS-B because, boy, it's awfully hard to see little airplanes up in that big sky.
Absolutely. I mean, the big advantage for the light aircraft is now, and you get TCAS-like capabilities by just buying a $400 portable device, stick it in your airplane, and now it paints all of the other traffic around you. I should put in a word there that says that all of that traffic data is only uplinked to your airplane if you're participating in the system as well.
Right.
So you
right.
have to do out in order to get all of the in.
Well, thing is, I was on a flight with a buddy of mine. We're ferrying a TBM up to Groton, Connecticut. So we're going right through New York airspace, and we're on the fringes of it. And the TCAS is pointing out all kinds of stuff here. And on the flight up and the flight back, we probably hit, the thing squawked probably 30 aircraft. I saw exactly one of them, and that was a total fluke. So, you think it's a big sky, it's a crowded big sky.
Yep. Especially on the East Coast.
Yeah. And you talk about see and avoid, and that's still the basic mechanism, even if you have a traffic device. But the traffic device telling you that there's somebody out there makes it so much easier to focus the eyes, look out, and spot somebody.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it was, too, because it was telling us high, low, left, right.
Yep.
And there it is. I saw one because the sun reflected off of it. Other than that, I never would have seen him.
True. I will say somebody who's 2-3 miles away, you were never going to hit him anyway, but it's nice to know where the guys are.
Yes, definitely.
Very nice to know. Yeah, anyway, we won't talk about close encounters.
Nope, not at all.
So how long did it take you to develop the product?
We first started talking to people about this a year ago. In fact, we had an initial prototype here at OSH last year. People got excited. I'm going to be honest, say we thought, how hard can it be? And then when we came into some of the testing, some of the paperwork, we did have to make tweaks. We had to make software tweaks to bring it up to the level that was required. So yeah, it did take us pretty much the whole year, which we didn't quite expect.
That's fast. That's fast product, from concept to product. That's pretty darn quick.
Especially on something like this, too, because there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through, and there's a lot of proof and testing. And if something doesn't work, then you with software tweaks, that's pretty easy. But a hardware redesign, major pain.
It happens.
It does.
It does.
And then you run it through shock and vibration. It's like, oh, man, it fell apart. I got to start over.
Wait a minute. We never got that part of the testing.
Yeah, we didn't, but the electronics does. I'm sure there's requirements for certificated.
I will say, even though it's currently targeted at the experimental guys, this product has been through shock and vibration, temperature humidity.
Cycling, humidity.
All of the normal things you would expect.
Except for random drop. They don't do random drop on it, I'm sure.
Well, once it's in the airplane, you're not expected to have a drop.
That's right. That's right.
At least not a harsh one.
And if you do, you've got bigger things to worry about than the ADS-B out transponder. So, well, how many did you bring with you, and how many of those have you sold?
Well, we don't sell direct off the booth, so we've not sold any. But as I say, if you speak to one of our dealers, they should be able to set you up and take your order.
Well, you know, here's another thing. What about size and weight? How big is this thing, and how much weight is it going to add to the aircraft?
Oh, it's tiny. It's about an inch and a half square, and it weighs about 3 and a bit ounces.
That's definitely going to mess up the weight and balance.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's going to put you right out of those limits.
Yeah.
Where are you? Are you in one of the exhibit hangars?
We certainly are. We're in Hall C, right at the front, booth 3130. Come in the door, and you'll see us there.
Very good, very good.
Sounds like something that we ought to check out.
Sure. Not much use on the motorcycle, though.
No, that's true. I mean, see and avoid works pretty good there. Well
except for deer.
Yeah.
But that's another story. So I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Andy Davis of Trig Avionics. I must slow down and enunciate.
Yes, please do.
Yes, rubber baby buggy bumpers.
That's it. Say that 10 times and then come back to work.
That's right. All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.